So I have a suggestion. Again, we're going to dive into some of this stuff in a little bit of time. I do think that in order for us to have a successful harbor plan, we need to kind of package this up a little bit and come forward with at least a little bit of a review of the current policy to decide, you know, hey, we would, you know, as a harbor plan, we support the policy, or we support it with these recommended changes, or whatever the conversation ends up being. So we are going to have that conversation next week.
Yeah.
Before we lose time, I want to hit a couple other things. One is just make sure everybody knows that it's interesting to think about the revenue that's created from the cruise ship fees. So how it breaks out into the harbor budget. So it's about 12% of the harbor budget. And of that, approximately 70% of that goes to infrastructure, or what we'll call port development funds. And the other 30% goes back into the general harbor budget, right?
Correct.
So out of the $87,000 or $63,000 or the projected $64,000, 70% of that goes into the infrastructure fund that we've talked about over the course of these several meetings. And again, I'm not the expert, but what Matt has told me is the total expenses for all 4 years that we have up here for cruise ships is $3,400. Because, and I'm sure there's more to it than that, which is why I think we need to start to think, when you think about developing that tool, what are the true costs? You know, is it a true cost if the harbor master is already working the day that he has to be here to also administer a cruise ship? And is it taking away from other duties that the harbor master might have to do?
I would argue that it's actually an opportunity cost that once he's basically assigned to cruise ship work, he's not available to the city.
I actually had that same question, and it seems like there may be some of that. So it's, again, that's the opportunity cost that might go into this discussion that we sort of flesh out a little bit. But I just wanted people to get a sense of, you know, here's the fee that you charge. This is really how it kind of breaks down based on the budget. And there's obviously, you know, a few things that I'm understanding about municipal finance through this whole process. There's a few nuances in terms of how things get tracked, but generally that's a good summary of how it breaks down. Next week, I think it's important for everybody to read the current harbor policy. So I'm going to forward this around, or I'll send it to Callie, and Callie will send it to everybody. But the current cruise ship policy is this long statement right here. I'm not going to read it tonight, but I think it's important for everybody to read, because I want to use it as the basis of one of the basis points for our discussion. We're going to try to get some of the additional data that we talked about tonight, sort of the brainstorming stuff that we talked about. And I think it would be helpful to kind of come to that meeting thinking about this particular policy, some of these other areas. I added the benefits part to capture your comment. Just terms of the cost and the true costs and benefits, kind of. And I'd like to flesh that out just a little bit more. But I've been really struggling with this whole conversation, because it's a passionate conversation. We're not going to solve the world's cruise ship questions here. So we need to kind of frame what it is that we can get out of this. You know, how can we make recommendations to the city council for this particular thing? What can we do? And there's a lot of things that we're not going to solve in this conversation. I think it's really important. But what are the principles that we should be putting out there, so that when people are digging into these issues a little bit more than we will, you know, they have some recommendations to kind of follow? That's the way I'm stewing on the conversation. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. So I also want to just try to agree on a couple other things, because I think it'll help set the stage. So first and foremost, over the past, I don't know, month or two, we've been talking a lot about the importance of having a mixed use nature along the waterfront. And so and waterfront activities, so the diversity of waterfront activities. So I just want to make sure we can all agree that that's something that we're going to be thinking about. Yes, mixed use nature of the waterfront, very important. Can we all also agree that we want to ensure that there's some diversity in the harbor, so that no one particular activity dominates the waterfront and the harbor itself? That's a good thing we can agree on.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What about, can we agree that that we've talked about marine tourism as one aspect of that diversity of use in Rocklin. We just talked about it tonight as being one element of that. Good.
And just for clarification, marine tourism includes leisure,
yep,
craft, privately owned, and kayaking and
yep,
everything.
Anything that, I'd say comes from the water.
Okay.
Or any kind of tourism. And tourism on the waterfront is also an important
tourism
part.
Tourism and leisure.
Yep.
Covers both what John's saying
yep,
as well as what.
But not the cruise ships.
I think that's up to you guys, but I would say cruise ships.
I imagine that the people aboard the ships would describe themselves as tourists.
Yes, yeah. I would agree with that, but that's not
or
up to me.
Gamblers or whatever.
Are you sort of winding this up? Because there's one other thing I just want to, in the existing comprehensive plan, there's talk of a cruise ship terminal and Class A port status.
Yep.
And those are two things that you need to decide on.
Yep. I think we can add that to our list of discussions. We've actually already talked about adding to the discussion the possibility of that, the Class A.
Can you briefly describe what that is? Because I don't.
Class A port status means we become a customs port. So, I mean, Harbor Master would be better at this, but we would actually have a customs office in town.
Again.
And, yeah, and Rockland's looked at it over the last few years. It's complicated. It's, it takes
expensive.
Up harbor space. It's expensive. And it allows boats that are coming in from overseas to come here as a first port. And in the past, Rockland has decided that it's not worth being a class, not going through the effort and the cost of becoming a Class A port. And it's in there. I mean, it's in the old comprehensive plan that we should still.
You're saying that we ought to address that here in terms.
It should be part of the comprehensive plan about whether the city should pursue being a Class A port or not.
Harbor management plan.
Yeah.
Underlying that is the old issue of whether we want to encourage large cruise ships to come in.
It would include transient yachts. It would include other boats as well.
Any other commercial vessels.
But, yeah. I mean, the benefit would be mainly for the cruise ships coming from the Mediterranean.
I guess you could probably argue many different ways on that.
Yeah. So I think your point was, let's add it to the discussion.
Yeah.
And then we need to think about the pros and cons of that or what that means. But what I'm hearing is it doesn't necessarily have to, it's not like 100% related to cruise ships. There's other reasons potentially to be a Class A.
Or not.
I have zero.
And it's a longer conversation than we have time for tonight.
I just want to put that out there.
Yep. Well, right.
I mean, as we attract privately owned, very large, one-owner yachts that could be coming from away.
Yeah. Which is actually happening up and down the coast.
Right.
Yes.
And next year we'll have a corporately owned yacht carrying maybe 30 people.
Right. But they can't come here first.
Right. They have to come up the coast or down the coast.
Yeah.
Yep. So it also, this is sort of a great question about leading into my next agreement, is that as we're balancing out our discussion about intensity and different types of uses, we want to continue to think about capacities. And we've talked about that a few times. All right.
Capacities of what?
Of facilities, of, again, trying to narrow the scope here. Harbor health is also an issue.
All that stuff.
What was that?
Do we have enough toilets? Do we have enough?
Yeah, things like that. Yep. So also, we've talked about this a few times, but can everyone agree that in order to provide some of the things and the core functions that we've discussed and the capacities that we've discussed, the city needs to invest in facilities and infrastructure? So those are things that we've already talked about.